Israel nicht was kein Lüse zum Schnai Mensch und dann ihr Rifke best Mensch ist really so nach mein Mensch wie es für Schlem kein Mensch beim Malcolm in Brach was Sar Malcolm hat jetzt beim Fegedina es kurz für all those in and around Eretz Israel so we're holding Simen Reish Chav Dalet talking about various different brachas we are up to Sif Gimel right Haraya Bavel Harsha you see Bavel not some place that we really visit today. You see, Bavel Oimer Baruch Ata Hashem Lekein Melech Olam Shehikriv Bavel Arshaya that he destroyed this place. Roy Beisa Shal Nevuchadnezzar Oimer Baruch Shehikriv Beisa Shal Nevuchadnezzar Harasha. Roy Goyv Arayas. You see the lion pit that he threw them into. Akiv Shnei Eish the fire. I'm a baruch she'asa nisim la'tzadikim makom hazeh. Blessed is he who made the nes for these tzadikim for Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah. In this place, we already learned this back in Siman Reish Yud Ches. Short mishabur over here. Akiv shenesh. Obviously, you don't see the fire. You don't see the oven anymore. Heinu achafira shehusik baras aish l'Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah. You see the place that they dug out in order to create the fire. Siv dalet ra makom sheyesh bebavel. So it's brought down in the Gemara. There's a place in Bavel. Shekol behemah shatava all of any animal that goes through. Ain a yachal lazes misham. They get frozen. Im lo yitna leah me afar makam ahu. Unless you put it on the dirt from that place. Hu simin klalala. It's a cursed place. Tiksiv etatesa mitatea. What it means that you have to clean out the house. Hashmet. It will get destroyed. Ayme baruch ayme vayse baruch gaiz mekayim. Blessed is he who says and he does and he decrees and his mekayim is decrees. Let's see Mishabura. Baruch Ayme V'yoysa Heinu B'Shem HaMalchus with Hashem's name. The Gemara Agirsa Baruch Ayme V'yoysa Goyza Mekayim but with Hashem's names. Hashem's name. Sifhei. Haraya Shishim Riboy Mi'Yisrael B'Yachad. You see 600,000 Jews at one time. Ayme Baruch Ata Hashem Alekeinu Melech Olam Chacham Harazim. You see, if you see 600,000 people that serve the Avodah Zarah, I'm a busha imchem ma'od chafra yolatchem hine achras goyim midbatziv harava. It's an embarrassment to you, to those who gave birth to you, and eventually you will all be destroyed. Chacham harazim. She'ein, what does it mean, chacham harazim? She'ein daitem doim zelazeh. We have 600,000 people. They're all different. They ain't brought to fame. They don't all look the same. He knows what's going on in each one and each individual's heart. And we'll move through these quickly. They're not so practical. Haraya Chachmi Yisrael. You see a Chacham of Klal Yisrael, a Talmud Chacham. Oimer, you say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shechalak Mechachmasai L'Reyav. He gave over, shechalak, he gave from his own, right? He gave a chelik of Hashem, l'kem imal, he gave over to those who fear him, okay? Let's see the Mishavura. She'am Hashem hechelik alikai, we are a part of Hashem, udvekim by him, we are attached to him. L'chein ama shechalak ma she'en ken l'kam esiv zayim, which was not, we're not going to say, by the chachamim of the wise men of the Goyim. Says the Mechaber Siv Zayin. Haraya chachmei umas oilam. If you see chachmei umas oilam, we'll see in a moment what's considered chachmei umas oilam. Oivdei kechavim, shechachamim b'chachmas oilam. They're wise in the chachma of the world. Oima, baruch ata Hashem lekeinu melech olam shenasa michachmasa l'basav adam. He gave part of his chachma. Now, we don't make this bracha today. First of all, what is the chachmas olam? They know how to make mathematics. They know how to geography, how to make maps. They know refuah. They know the chachma of nigun, right? They know the chachma of kishuf and so on and so forth. Those are kind of things that they know. So now there's a machloikas in the paiskim. If they have to know all of these chachmas, or is just knowing, being an expert in one of them is enough? Second of all, the reason we don't make this this bracha is that because they have to be careful about the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach in order for us to make this bracha. To make this bracha on somebody that is not that is not nizer on the shevet. We don't make the bracha. Furthermore, what happens if you meet a yid that is not a chacham in Torah but knows the chachmas olam? Right, so there is a machlokes in the Paiskim whether or not you make such a bracha, because some say, bottom line is, where do we have this intelligence from? We have it from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So therefore, why is it any different if it's a yid that has this intelligence or it's a guy? The others are saying that no, the reason a yid was given chachma, given wisdom, is in order to use it for Torah, not to use it for these things. So why would I make a bracha for somebody who is using it for something that wasn't the purpose that they should know it? Now, what happens if there's somebody who knows both? He's a Chacham Yisrael, he's a Talmid Chacham, but he also knows Chacham HaSa'olam. So there's already a shaila whether it's enough to just say the bracha that we said, Shechalak Mechachma L'Re'ev, or you should say both of these bracha. Amalchi Yisrael, you see a Jewish king, right? Not something we see today, but the Mitzvah Hashem, we will be able to. You say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shechalak Mikvoidoi L'Re'ev, right? So we respect the Jewish king, demands respect. This covered Amalchus, right? And Moreh B'Malchus is Chayiv Misa, so you have to be Mechabed Amalchus. And where did this, what's this covered from? Is really, he's getting the same idea. He's getting a chelik of the covered for Hashem. So we're giving covered Hamalchus to show that certainly we give even greater covered to the Rebbeinu Shalom, who's the Melech Malchei Hamlochem. So therefore, you say this bracha, Shechalik Mikvay Dilareya. Val Malchei Umas Ha'olam, if you see a Melech of the Umas Ha'olam, if you see the Melech Umas Ha'olam, blessed is he who gave from his cover to Basav Adam. See the Mishmaru, we skipped the Mishmaru on Siv Zayin by mistake, but we're talking over there about somebody Chachmas Olam. That he knows the seven Chachmas, as we described. They just happen to be a Chacham in their own stuff. There, of course, we don't make a bracha. We said, let's see, Mishmaru, Malchay Chavim, I feel a summa, if someone is blind, because you know that the king is passing, you make the bracha. Somebody who was born blind, he never was able to see it. It's harder for such a kind of person to be able to visualize what's going on. So since it's harder for him to be able to visualize going on, it's not so pashut that he should make a bracha. So therefore, he should make the bracha without the Shem Malchus. Baruch shenasa mikvaydei, ha'shatayim she'enol melech aleihem l'shanis devrayim, v'don v'harig mishpat. What happens if you have a ruler? He's not a king, but the king doesn't control him, right? He's able to paskin. He's able to judge people to in cases. He's able to judge people to death. Mevarach aleihem. That's enough to make a bracha on them. V'alasarim she'mamana melech chaliyavir. On the ministers that the king appoints in the local cities, should make the bracha. They also have a certain amount of power and they get a certain amount of covet. And you make the bracha, but without a Shem Umalchus. Let's see the Mechaber Siftes. Mitzvah lishtadel liras malachim. It's a mitzvah to go see a melech. Afilu malchi yumas ha'olam, even if it's a goyish king. Let's see the Mishabura. Liras malachim. Afilu. Even a Goyish king, you're allowed to even go and hear them and for their covet, even possibly a kohen. He says this idea that there's an inyan to go see a king that is only one time in your life. And we'll talk about that in a moment. Okay? Unless the next time you're going. So he's saying is as follows. I'm sitting in Bismarck and I have an opportunity to go see a king. He said, you should be mishtabel to go see a king, even a goyish king, right? He says, but once you saw it, you shouldn't do it again. However, if now the second opportunity you have is to go see a king that comes with a greater covet, a greater entourage, a greater pomp, then you should go see it, even about the Torah. Why? Why are we going to see kings? So the Gemara explains that we have a chiyuv of having covered for the Rebbeinu Shalom, having gira for the Rebbeinu Shalom, right? Now, of course, we try our best to understand what does it mean to be mechaber the Rabbeinu Shalom. What does it mean to have yira from the Rabbeinu Shalom? However, when you go ahead and you see a king and you see how everyone bows down to him and you see how everybody has covet for him, possibly even a president, right? You see the kind of respect that they have and the fear that they have. It can give us a little bit of an inkling of what kind of covet and fear we should have for the Rabbeinu Shalom. You know, I remember many, many years ago, there was once a situation where somebody was awaiting sentencing and they asked the people to go to show support. And it was happened to be right before Rosh Hashanah that this happened. So we're all in the courtroom, and all of a sudden the bailiff came in and said, "All rise for the honorable judge, whatever," right? And all of a sudden everybody was quiet and everybody jumped up, and there was sort of this palatable fear or respect that you had. The judge in his courtroom is the has all the power that he possibly can. That Shabbos tshuva, when somebody got up and to introduce the Rav to give the Shabbos tshuva drasha, his opening introduction, he said, "All rise for the Rav," right? And the people got the message because we're able to, you know, you treat the Rav as okay, he's just going to hear him speak again. But we're able to get that feeling that we all remember that feeling of, oh, the Rav is getting up there. We have to have respect. We have to have fear. Just the same, Kal Vachaima, we had this for this judge who really was a nobody, and we had this sense of awe and the sense of fear that we had. Have the same thing. And Kal Vachaima for the Rabbeinu Shalom, when we're going into Davin, we're going in to do a mitzvah, the Rabbeinu Shalom is there, right? How can we not feel the same thing? So that's the same idea. Run to go see a king because you're going to go see that king. You're going to have that same, that's you not that same feeling. You in your mind, you can say, "How much do I have to have this feeling?" Haraya Bati Yisrael b'Yeshuvah, and if you're able to see the houses of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael in their settlement, meaning not the way we see it today, but we see it with the Yidden really being able to run Eretz Yisrael. He creates the borders for the widow. That's unfortunately how we see it today. Baruch Dayan Emes, you have to say the Baruch Dayan Emes. We all know when you go to Eretz Yisrael, if you haven't been there in 30 days, when you see Yerushalayim b'Churbanai, you see the Beis Hamikdash. We wanted, there's a number of other things we say, but we say Baruch Dayan Emes. And hopefully, Matzah Hashem, we will soon be able to say the Bracha of Matzah Gvul Almana. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Bat Yisrael Paris, Bat Yashire Yisrael, Shavim, B'Toikef, of Gvura. They're there, they're fortified. Kegoyim b'Yishuv b'Yisheni. V'ef shedafke b'Yisrael, b'zman b'Yisheni kama. Today, you would see it today in the same way, you'd also make a bracha. So we don't. The Rif Parish Bati Srob Yeshumahim Batikan is Sios, Shemispal Bataychan. Chenagaulum Shemavarch al Shari Batim. We don't make it on any other houses. Kima Besa Knesses, Kesheroyas, Biyafya, Bisikuno. When you see it completely rebuilt. So perhaps when you see the Chor Vashul, maybe you can say it, but I have to ask a Shiloh. Since it's questionable if we make this bracha, if you're going to make that bracha, you should do it. You should do it without a Shem Umalchas. One must see for Yeshuvan, Oimen Bayis, Geis, Yisach Hashem, Bechurban, Oimen Kel Nekamas Hashem. So if you see it standing, you're basically saying is that Hashem should take care of this place. Once you see it then destroyed, you say Kael Nekamas Hashem. Hashem took Nekama. Right. Batal Parashasha. Now Heinu Bati Kutim Shiyashem V'Shalva V'Hashkev Aisha. You see the Goyim having their churches and they're sitting there in peace and everything else. The Rif Heinu Bati Tfilo Shalahem. This is talking about the churches. Okay. We'll stop over here. It's a shame. We will continue tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.